I'm hugely relieved to know that you actually have saved the audio file from the main show.
You felt like that was tightrope walking, did you, the whole time?
Oh, God, I did.
If a blackout suddenly hit my house, I would have lost the show. What would we have done?
Look, you know what? Before we started recording, I already had my plan, which was, okay, if we lose your recording, we're going to be totally screwed for this month.
Yeah.
But I was going to, just for Patreons, upload only my audio. Like that was my plan, to be like, well, we didn't have Brady, but just for giggles, if you're a Patreon supporter, you can listen to half a podcast. I bet there are people who would listen to just half the podcast. That was my backup plan. So at least we had something for the month. Although that would be the weirdest and probably most disappointing bonus episode a person could possibly have. But that's why I would also put it behind a paywall. That was my plan. I already had it in my head just so I could relax at least a little bit while the recording was going on. So I knew what I was going to do if there was a disaster.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
I'm going to say something, though, which I don't know if I actually should say to you or not. But I think if you don't have a backup recording going, I don't want to know. Like, I think I want you to lie to me.
Okay.
And when I say, like, you know, when we're starting and I go, okay, I've got my main recording going, I've got my backup recording going, I think a part of me, I want you to have backup recordings, but I do think a part of me wants you to just say, like, I have my main recording going, I have the backup recording going, and then I'll feel better.
I won't do it again. Do you reckon? I reckon possibly maybe a third to a half of the names on this sports list, maybe as much as a half, I wouldn't have known the sport.
Really?
And they're all American. They're all either footballers or baseballers or boxers.
Huh.
Because I don't know enough names from those sports to, you know, it drops away pretty quickly, especially football and basketball. You know, I probably know the 10 most famous basketballers, and after that, no.
So what, like, you think your recognition rate on that list is 50%?
Yeah, I reckon, yeah, maybe 60%. It just shows how much of the money's in America, hey?
Do you think a big chunk of that is because they're American? They are American footballers? Is that what it is?
Yeah, because I can name 10. I could probably name 10 to 20 baseballers and 10 to 20 and 10 footballers and 10 basketballers, but I could name 500 soccer players and 100 cricketers and 50 tennis players, and so it's because it's American, it's a domestic sport which hasn't got an international audience. So, you know, they're the sports I could probably name the least players of, and I can name more than the average non-American if in those sports.
You know what list I want that doesn't exist, but would be great? I would want to do the same thing for the top 100 income earners on YouTube. All right, like let's you know, you can't know the numbers, but I would love to know, like, the channels, let's just say,
because
the channels that are making the most money, here's the top 100 of them on YouTube.
Would you remove and remove things like Vivo sort of stuff and all that, or?
Let's say you would move something that's, you remove music and you would remove anything that's like the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Let's say, like, entities that primarily exist on YouTube.
Okay. If that list existed right now,
the top 100
of that list existed right now, and I went through it, what would you guess your recognition rate would be, and what would you guess mine would be? Be honest. Don't be humble, and don't be...
No, no. Like, I'm honestly willing to bet I'd get somewhere between 5 and 10.
And me?
That's my guess. I think you'd be the same. I think you'd actually be pretty close on this.
I would definitely be lower than you for that. My YouTube knowledge is terrible.
Yeah, but the whole question is just like, do you recognize this name? Right? It's not, you know, that's it. That's the only level. And I think that the 10 might be really highballing it. Like, it might be closer to 5. But I think those 5 names are going to be names that, like, you've at least heard of in conversation with other YouTubers, where someone makes an offhanded reference to, like, Logan Paul, right? And like, oh yes, I've heard this guy's name. right? That's my guess, but...
All right, I'm going to go down a list here of YouTube things.
Okay.
You tell me if you've heard of them, all right?
Are you just going by subscriber numbers?
Yeah.
Is that what you have? Okay.
And some of them are like weird genre things. So T-Series.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
And PewDiePie.
T-Series.
I've heard of
them. T-Series is Bitch Lasagna. Yeah, that's true.
5 Minute Crafts. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
There's a nursery rhyme one. Coco Melon. Nursery rhymes.
I have heard of Coco Melon, but only in the context of, can you believe how big this YouTube channel is?
No, I've never heard of it. Dude Perfect. I've heard of.
Dude Perfect.
Yeah, I've heard
those
of
those guys can throw a ping pong ball, let me tell you.
Badabun. Maybe these are bands. Hang on. I need to get rid of the ones that aren't music. Oh, no, that's not. Badabun.
No, I don't know what that is.
It's hard to get through all the music stuff.
Yeah, and there's also a way in which I just don't think subscribers is quite the same comparison. Like, it's, you know, it's sort of close, but it's not really the same thing. I think this is a case where the amount earned is actually an interesting different metric.
Okay.
Because then this is actually closer to like views on YouTube, but then you're going to be really swamped by music stuff. It's just going to be.
But you're always dropping names of YouTube people and things that I've never heard of. So I still think you must know more of them than me.
No, but I think the top end of it is like a whole different market.
Okay.
Right. Whereas I feel like I do watch more YouTube than you.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, I don't know. I'm always trying to find like niche YouTube channels. Like, I don't know. There's a certain, like, I'm always looking for a person with a certain kind of sense of humor or something on YouTube. So yeah, I feel like I do spend more time watching YouTube than you, but that's also because, especially now, I've cut out so much else from my life that YouTube has expanded its role in stuff that I watch. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm always fascinated by how, I mean, we've talked about this before, but just how diffuse the whole YouTube world is.
What are you looking for, like, these days on YouTube? Like, at the moment, if after we record, you jumped on YouTube and you just had the search bar and a spare hour and you didn't want to watch stuff you already knew, where would you be looking? Would you be looking at gaming? Would you be looking at educational? Would you be looking at, you know, where at the moment, just in your current mood at the moment, where do you find yourself, you know, ferreting around?
I stay away from educational stuff for professional reasons that I have for years. So I watch almost nothing that would be categorized as education anymore, and I haven't for years.
Yeah.
But honestly, what I'm kind of looking for, and I feel like has disappeared, is people who are doing, I don't want to quite say vlog stuff, but people who are doing like interesting, I'm on camera and I'm talking about something stuff. I don't know. I feel like there's, Like I mentioned her a little while ago, like Natalie Tran was this person who was making YouTube videos. And I feel like this kind of style has sort of disappeared a little bit.
You'd like maybe to see the person though, do you? Like,
no, I don't need the person.
Yeah.
But what I want to feel like is there is a person behind this YouTube channel. Like there's an auteur here.
Yeah.
And that there's someone who is in control of, here's the way I want it to look, and here's the way I want it to sound, and here's my sense of humor, and this channel is just me. And I think something I found really frustrating in the past several years of YouTube is I feel like with a lot of channels that I have watched, I can almost pin down when they start hiring people.
Yeah.
Because it's like something just changes a little bit, like the edges go away, or it almost becomes a little overproduced. And I know my own personal annoyance, like especially with something like VidCon coming up, is how often you realize like these channels that sort of present themselves as an individual are teams of 20 people working on a thing. That always annoys me. So I don't know. I'm always looking for, like, I want to find a YouTube channel where someone's just an interesting person and the channel is their creation. Like, they've made something and it's their voice.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't have enough of that now because I think things become businesses very quickly on YouTube. Like it doesn't quite exist in this weird state of like, oh, I'm just a person doing a thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I miss that side of YouTube a little bit. But I think it's also, just the nature of the platform becoming so big and it all becoming such a production.
Well, there's also this whole thing, if you don't upload enough, they think you pay a penalty, an algorithmic penalty. So this kind of like, you know, you have to throw more content into the gaping more. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I've never believed that, but I do think I'm very convinced, and I don't like it at all, but I'm very convinced that YouTube is putting a lot more emphasis on click-through rates than they used to.
Hmm.
I'm very convinced about that, and I don't think it's a good direction for the platform in general. I think people are going to be really doubling down on click-through rates in like the next year, because they've introduced a whole bunch of tools that show you click-through rates.
Yeah.
And I think it's just like when they rolled out watch time and everybody started to become really obsessed with watch time. I think click-through rates are going to be the new one of this. And
well, that's the
I
thing.
Think it's a you can terrible
blame,
idea.
You can blame Dirk for that with his recent videos and stuff as well. Yeah.
But, you know, his video was very good.
He's like, right.
His video was, his video was really good.
Mm.
And I think depressingly correct.
Yeah.
And he really nailed something about what has changed on the platform.
Yeah.
And from having seen the tools behind the scenes of like what they're introducing to show you.
Yeah.
You know, if they start emphasizing click-through rate, like that's what people are going to focus on. And I feel like, I don't know, I do feel like it really encourages a kind of stunt video.
Oh, yeah, well, clickbait becomes king.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. That makes me depressed. And
part of me then pushes back against that, and I know it's a bit self-sabotaging and it's not what I should do, but part of me then makes me less inclined to do it because everyone's expecting it.
I totally get it. I find it really frustrating because I hate clickbaity names. But you do feel like there's some pressure to do it.
If you're paying your rent or your mortgage depends on it.
Yes.
You know, you can only yes. hold out and be altruistic for so long.
Yeah, I think the thing that I really don't like about it is much more so than the watch time stuff is it really is a situation where if you're the person who holds out, you lose a lot.
Yeah.
Whereas I think optimizing for watch time was much less of that.
Oh, you mean if you optimize for clickbait, you lose, but yeah.
Well, yeah. So, like, if you don't optimize for clickbait,
yeah,
in an environment where clickbait is rewarded,
yeah,
you dramatically lose out.
Yeah.
Whereas, I think under the watch time regime, if you didn't optimize for watch time, you still stood a fighting chance of existing on the platform.
Yeah.
Like, all things considered, I think watch time is actually a reasonably good metric.
Yeah.
For determining, distribution of promotion and like the YouTube red money and everything else. Like I think watch time is actually a pretty good metric for that stuff.
Hmm.
But the click through rate stuff I think is a terrible metric, and I'm really concerned about it.
Are you aware? I know because of Project Cyclops. I know you're not on Twitter, but are you aware of this new thing now where loads and loads of creators don't tweet their videos when they make a new video?
No, I'm not aware of this.
Because
I know Derek did it as an experiment in his thing, but is everybody doing this now?
Yeah, I think that's become the thing now, yeah. But people will tweet and say, I'm not putting the link here. Go onto YouTube and find it and click on it.
Right, yeah. So that's just people straight up gaming the click-through rate.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
Because if you get the click-through from YouTube, if you get the click-through from Twitter, you don't get the reward.
Like I would straight up believe that works.
Yeah.
I think educational stuff just in general is going to have a harder time in a click-through war. I don't like it, and it makes me feel bad about the platform. But I didn't realize that that's become a trend now of people not tweeting the thing.
Hmm.
So I mean, I guess I was ahead of the curve with that one.
Yeah. No wonder you're doing so well. Project Cyclops, best thing you ever did.
Yeah. You doing all right otherwise, Brady?
I'm all good. You looking forward to VidCon?
I'm looking forward to VidCon as much as I always look forward to VidCon, Brady.
I'm looking forward to it so much I'm not going. I'll be on a Greek island instead, eating nice food.
Well, I'll be thinking of you, Brady.
I'm sure you will be.
I will be. Yeah. I'll be thinking, God damn it. Yeah. I don't even like islands, but why aren't I on a Greek island right now? Instead, I'm in LA.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you enjoy your island, Brady.
I will. Thank you.